and made her want to scream every day they stayed. She kissed her mother and father on the cheek after finishing her breakfast and washing her plate. Heather grabbed her book bag and ran out the door as fast as she could. She was already late for class, and it wasn't likely that her professor would be too pleased with her tardiness. Heather ran as fast as she could, almost dropping the contents in her bag. She was lucky enough to get the scholarship to Marion University. Not many people did. She was wasting it, though, because she was absent or tardy so frequently. Heather knew the only reason they hadn't expelled her was because of who her parents were. They couldn't risk losing the celebrity publicity that Heather brought with her. She was making them a lot of money. She fixed the hem of her skirt and tugged at the length of her knee-high socks. It was the middle of winter, and they still required uniforms for their students. Heather tried to complain about the ridiculous dress code. She guessed they didn't care if their students died from hypothermia. Heather ran into a man, barely making eye contact. She apologized before running onward. She seriously needed to get to class. Psychology was going to be her head major, and the last thing she needed was to fail it. She held her bag close to her as she walked by a few homeless children, trying her best not to seem so prudent. It was hard not to be around them. It didn't take long for someone to recognize her, and Heather had to tell them she wasn't her mother. She guessed her resemblance to her mum was greater than it used to be. Heather rounded a corner, running past a deli. She had to stop at a crosswalk before continuing on. By the time she finally made it to the university, she released a groan. Closed. There was a giant sign on the front gates that read closed. Heather had to run for no reason at all. She had gotten up out of bed for no reason at all. The school was absolutely bothersome and did a poor job at alerting the students when there was no school.
You too?
A tiny brunette said. She looked freezing cold. She was bundled up in the biggest jacket Heather had ever seen. Her legs had pair after pair of socks that reached well past her thighs. The uniform did very little to keep her warm.
They didn't even send out an email.
Heather slumped against the brick lining of the gate.
I know. Not the most intelligent school, are they?
She sat down beside Heather.
Are you going home?
I might as well. There's nothing for me to do here. Clearly.
Chapter 1. Heather lounged back in her chair, sipping on a cup of tea. She shoved a few pieces of leftover breakfast toast in her mouth before turning on the television. Home, in peace and quiet. By the time she got home, her parents were gone, and they took Heather's youngest siblings with them. The older boys had gone off to work. She was left all alone. She finally had the chance to catch up on her American soap operas. This was the last episode of the series The Restless and Hungry, and she wasn't going to miss it for the world. From the time it took her to finish her plate of leftovers and make another one, was the time it took for the final episode to air. After flipping through a few channels, Heather knew this was a futile hunt. She grabbed her plate of food and just started to wander about. There were so many places that were barred off from anyone but her parents. She was curious enough to try and seek them out. Heather shoved a piece of sausage in her mouth before setting the plate down on the floor. She counted 4 floorboards before ripping up the 5th one. Heather reached her hand down into the hollowed ground and wrapped her fingers around a round object. She marveled at the orb of pure gold. It was a beautiful piece of artwork her parents had illegally collected. No one was supposed to know they took it from that temple in Peru. Heather did, though. She put the orb back into the ground and fitted the board back in its original place as best as she could. Heather picked up her plate and continued wandering about. She checked under a painting in the hallway, but the map that used to be hidden behind it was gone. Clearly, one of the boys had found it, and her parents removed it from its hiding spot. Heather tried to get into the library, but it was locked. She didn't have anything to try to pick the lock with, not that she could. Her parents kept it locked away like it was a prisoner doing hard time. It was unnecessary, though, but Heather couldn't argue with them. Some of their more valuable items were probably on the other side of the door. She turned her attentions elsewhere, heading up the flight of stairs. This had been the first time Heather had seen it, and in all honesty, there were a lot of things she had yet to see about her parents' home. Slowly, she climbed up the stairs, brushing away cobwebs. Apparently, no one had bothered to clean up here. No one had probably seen the staircases other than her and her parents. Heather followed the stairs all the way up.